Primitive Baptist Gospel Hour. I'm Elder Dan Parker, pastor of the Hampton Road Primitive Baptist Church in Danville, Virginia. We thank God for the blessing and the opportunity to bring to you the gospel of our Savior. And we hope that you will look into God's Word and follow along with us as we teach from the Scriptures and what the Bible really says and what it means. We as Primitive Baptists welcome you to visit with us anytime. We meet every Sunday morning at the Hampton Road Primitive Baptist Church. Our meeting time begins at 10:30, singing at 10:30, preaching at 11 o'clock. We appreciate all of you that have inquired of the things that we believe. I've talked to some of you on the telephone. Now, if you're interested in the truth of grace, be happy for you to call and discuss these things at any convenient time. If you would like to contribute to the program, which some of you have inquired how you can do that, all you have to do is make it out to the Hampton Road Primitive Baptist Church, or even to me, send it to the address on the screen, 295 Sweden Falls Lane, Blairs, Virginia, 24527. We as Primitive Baptists would welcome you into our worship service. We have a very simple service. We believe in preaching, praying, and singing. We sing a cappella without musical instruments. Everyone sings. We have no choir. Everyone is welcome to raise their voices up in praise unto God and to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. So if you will call me or write me, I'll give you the directions to the Hampton Road Primitive Baptist Church. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that He is Lord unto Thy glory. As I preach the gospel at this time by this means, may Thy Holy Spirit anoint me and open my mouth that I might speak boldly the things that I ought to speak, and that Thy people may receive the engrafted word which is able to save them from their errors and from the darkness and from the heresies of men, and to deliver them or save them into the truth of believing that salvation is by Thy sovereign grace. Heavenly Father, open the door and we will take the opportunity to preach the gospel. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Last Sunday night I began a sermon in Acts chapter 2 concerning the day of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit that came upon the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ and those that were gathered out of those 14 nations that heard them speak in their own language by the gift of the Holy Spirit that was given to the apostles, and also the gift of the Holy Spirit that was given to the church. Now, there were things that were done in the early church that the Holy Spirit empowered them to do by signs and wonders that were just for a certain period of time, and then it was no longer needed. Now, the Holy Spirit was not removed from the church, but these signs and wonders and the miracles that the apostles and certain men in the church performed, that was removed. Now, the Holy Spirit, His influence does not cause people to, when people talk about speaking in tongues, to a bunch of gibber which nobody can understand, or it does not cause people to act in a way that is uncontrollable or irresponsible or out of control. It doesn't cause people to roll in the floor and jump over benches and things like that. In fact, the influence of the Holy Comforter, when people are filled with the Holy Comforter, He is described in the Bible, in the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Holy Ghost came, descended upon the Lord Jesus in the form of a dove. You see, the Holy Spirit there is characterized in the form of a dove. Well, the dove is a very gentle and meek and controlled bird, a bird that is very humble and meek, not out of control. So those that are influenced by the Holy Ghost, they are not out of control, and they are not in such a way of the flesh, of human emotionalism. But now the Holy Spirit does bring to the lives of God's people those that are born of His Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. Temperance means self-control. And so the Holy Spirit, that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love. To love God and to love your neighbor as yourself, to love your brother, to love the brethren. And to be kind and gentle and meek unto God's people. These at the day of Pentecost were filled with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, their actions and their behavior were of God, God-like, Christ-like. And they had special powers to preach and to teach. The power of the Holy Spirit was that which would be with the church until the end of this physical world. It says here in the Acts chapter 2, those that inquired, men and brethren, what shall we do? That Peter told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, the name of Jesus Christ means Savior, anointed for, because of the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and unto your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I believe that the Holy Comforter still remains in the church today to lead and direct us in the way of truth. You see, He will not direct us any other way but in that which is in harmony or in accord with the New Testament teaching, with the New Testament pattern of the early church. Now, as I say again, there are things that the early church did that no longer we can do. They had apostles and they had prophets and they did many signs and wonders. We no longer have apostles and we no longer have prophets, but we have pastors and teachers that have been given us by the call of the Holy Spirit to minister to God's people. Now we need the power of the Holy Spirit to open our minds and to assist us in our daily walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here that these people, these devout people that had gathered out of all these nations, and the word devout means godly, are those that reverence God. Peter exhorts them with many other words, and he did testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Oh, what an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the nation of Israel, on God's people, that almost 3,000, about 3,000 souls were added to the church. Now, the church was already intact. The church was waiting for the promise of the Father. And so, that promise came. The Holy Comforter came upon the church, upon God's people, and therefore they were exhorted by the Apostle Peter to save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now, he didn't say anything about them saving themselves for heaven. No, that's not in our power. Jesus Christ did that upon the cross. The Holy Spirit prepares our soul for heaven, and these people were redeemed, and their soul was prepared by the work of regeneration or the new birth or the quickening of the Holy Spirit. They were God's people, but they were to save themselves. Not save themselves for heaven, not save themselves from hell, but save yourself from this untoward generation. Now God's people are to save themselves from the untoward generation. That is to come out from among this world and be a separate people. Thus saith the Lord. You know, the Lord commanded his people to separate themselves from this world. And God's people, because of who they are and what has been done for them, and that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, they are to walk in his way and to save themselves from this world. Not be engaged in the things of the flesh. Not sold to the flesh, because those that sold to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That is, child of God, if you sow to the flesh, you're going of the flesh reap corruption. You're going to be chastened by God. You're going to be punished by the Lord because you will not get away with walking according to the lust of the flesh because you're a child of God. And you've been bought with a price. Therefore, because you've been bought with a price and you're a child of God, and you've been born of God's Spirit, you are to take heed to the gospel and to walk in the truth. The gospel of Jesus Christ beckons and exhorts the Lord's people to walk in the truth, to believe the truth of Christ the Redeemer. I want to take you to the Acts of the Apostles chapter 10, and I'm going to skip over here. To a thing that happened that was very important in the life of the church, that it was prophesied of in the Old Testament. Many prophecies are concerning the bringing in of the Gentile people into the gospel church. Well, in Acts chapter 10, we read there that there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. The Bible says he was a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Now here we have very clearly and unmistakably set forth this man, who is a Gentile and a centurion, who is an officer in the Roman army of the Italian band. The Bible describes him as a devout man. Now, devout means godly or very religious or reverence to God. He was a devout man. We find over in Acts chapter 2 that there were devout men gathered out of all nations. We find that Simeon, the old man that the Lord spoke to by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ is described as a devout man and waited for the consolation of Israel, for he was a child of God waiting for the consolation of Israel. And when Joseph and Mary brought Jesus into the temple to do according to the custom of the law unto him, the Spirit of God brought him into the temple, and he took the Lord Jesus in his arms when he was a baby and said, Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now lettest thy servant depart in peace. This man, Simeon, saw the salvation of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful event and happening in his life. But he saw Jesus Christ, held him in his arms, and he says, "Now let us, thy servant, depart in peace."